on page 8. It says on top 8, I wrote, but on the bottom says Yudalit. Derech Hachsidus, on the right side of Avodas Hashem, we're going to learn, by way of Matlos Hakdoma, the difference between Derech Hachsidus and Derech HaMusar. Derech Hachsidus and Derech HaMusar. These are two ways of Kedusha, the Kedush Baruch Hu, brought into the world to prepare the way for Mashiach, but they're very, very different. We'll see. So on the right side, on the bottom, Derech Hachsidus, Avodas Hashem, Api Pnimis HaTorah. This is really the maskana of what we've been learning the past few weeks. Nachzul Mashakras Chanuk Tsas Lavora Bishir Hakaidim as Mohusa Shal Derech Hachsidus. After spending a little bit of time on the Derech HaRamchal in his explanation of what Kedusha is, we can now return to the Chassidus of the Baal Shem Tov. This tremendous confusion by those who are raised in Chassidus, by the Chassidus of Bochum and the Chassidus of Yungalai. And the truth is not just the Yungalai, not just the young people, but Chassidim, Bechlal, everybody. There's a confusion. Shesholim Kaseidim, Mahi Chassidus. It's interesting, for the first time we see that there are Sforim that are coming out. The Chevron and Bells have been putting out a few Sforim on Chassidus. Not Chassidus Sforim, but to define what Chassidus is. They came out with, first there were booklets, now they made into a volume, Maslula Chassidus, I don't remember exactly what it's called, but a very, very nice Sefer. And other Chassidus are also trying to explain. You see, from Chabad, they're putting out Chassidus Mevor Eres. And Rabbi Yoel is putting out Shiurim and Tanya that are being printed, that are being published. Means the Olam is wondering, after all of these years, so what is Chassidus? What is it? Why weren't these Sfarim written in earlier years? Why is it that they were satisfied learning Kedushas Levi and Nayim HaMelech and Tanya and so on? That somehow it seems that there was able to be a klita, an absorption of the aura of Chassidus, that they were kalim to receive the Or HaChassidus without a systematic, clear presentation of Torah HaChassidus. For many reasons, that's not for now. But they were able to be kailate the Or. Remember that the Inyan of the Baal Shem Tov is not, the Iker of the Baal Shem Tov is not a sheet or a way in Machshav or Hashkafe. It's an Or that Hashem is Megal in the world. And all of the Torahs of the Talmid Baal Shem are ways and means to receive this Or. Apparently, the Or was able to be received in each place in a different way. As we know, that Mishom Yeparid, that from the Mizritcha Magid, how the Or of the Baal Shem Tov spread to the different parts of Europe. And in each part, it was a different way. It was Ashgacha Pratis, that Davka, the Jews of Russia, needed a certain way. And different parts of Russia, and the Jews in Poland, and different parts of Poland and Hungary, and so on. In our times, for whatever reason, and there are many reasons, the Olam is not able to be kailate. What is Chassidus? What is the meaning of Chassidus? You know how many times I'll get a call from a wonderful Jewish girl, and she'll tell me, I would like a Chassidus type of a guy. Now, I know what she means by that, but it's always interesting to hear the different interpretations. So I'll ask the girl, you don't mean from a Chassidish family, that's not your background at all. No. I don't want to live in Borough Park or anything like that. Or New Square, that's not for me. So what do you mean by a Chassidish? So then, invariably, the girl will say, you know, I like somebody warm, somebody nice. Somebody warm, like all you guys. Somebody nice, somebody warm, somebody, you know, labedik, somebody who smiles, somebody who's ruchnius, you know. It's an interesting thing. It came down to such a thing. So, there's such a machshava, And I'm not disagreeing with any of these pratim, that there is a hashra and a hashpa of chassidus on these things, even in the simple kalim of the olam ha'asiya, in a very sweet and simple way. That's what girls are talking about. But the emes is, the guys don't really know any better. What does it mean, chassidus? Shesholim kesed amai chassidus. V'nim yodim lahagdir bebiru es inyan es ha'inyan shel chassidus. They're not able to say clearly. Lahagdir bebiru es inyan shel chassidus. What's the inyan of chassidus? U'kvad yibarnu mizeh bekitzer b'shir ha'achron. We're talking about this a little bit before. Shederach ha'bal shem tov ha'yib b'ikr or v'gili nizgav. We've been learning that the ikr is that the Derech HaBal Shem is a moedic, exalted ur, that Hashem is baruch because of His love for us, and in order to get us ready to prepare for Mashiach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent into the world this ur. V'chutz mima sheyesh b'chassidus derech b'avodas Hashem. And of course, as we're going to learn, b'arichas, there is a derech ha'chassidus. There is a way when it comes to davening. There's a way when it comes to learning. There's a way when it comes to even giving tzedakah. There's a way when it, I'm not talking just about minhagim. There are specific, unique mahalchim in Derech HaBal Shem. And there are chidushim. There are chidushim in how the mitzvahs, bechlal ubefrat, are kept in the way of chassidus. There are differences in where the emphasis is, where the dogesh is in our Avodas Hashem. Not just Torah Tefillah. Even within Tefillah and even within Torah, there are differences. But chutz from that, be'ikar gilui v'or gadol she'nitna rishus min ha'shamayim legalis oiras gedolim b'Torah ba'avod. The ikar is to know this, and this is all that we've been learning about. That it's an or gadol gilui, where Rishus was given for Shemaim, to be Megala, these Oiris that go back to the Aragonas of Bereshis. V'aderech sheyesh b'chassidus, and as we learn, all of these nuances that are called derech achassidus, but derech HaBal Shem, in learning and in diving and in kima mitzvahs, and what to emphasize. Even when it comes to things like the Levushim and so on, ha'derech sheyesh b'chassidus hurak derech eich lekabel es ha'oiris ha'elu. It's only Kalim and a derech had to be makabel these oiras of the oragonas of the light of the 7 days of creation, which is the or of Pnimius HaTorah. Verech l'shtamish b'hem, and how to use these oiras in a practical way. L'maisa. L'afuke, those who think that chassidus is just some sort of a philosophy, as opposed to a way of life. It's a specific way of life, a philosophy. Anytime there's any or, anybody who learned even the basics of Pnimius HaTorah know, you know, that every or requires a kli, a vessel to receive that or. The whole creation is in such a way that there needs to be a kli to receive the or. When there's a gilui, there needs to be a kli to receive that which was revealed. Or else not only does nothing happen to it, but it could turn into something which is very, very dangerous. L'mashal, some of you might have heard or seen that Rav Kook Zichron Livracha, who was on one side of his family, who came from Chabad Chassidim, Kapos Chabad Chassidim, that Rav Kook in many places wrote about Chassidus, about the Derech HaBal Shem. His dream was that the Derech HaGro and the Derech HaBal Shem should be joined together. But one of the comments that Rav Kook made about the Derech HaBal Shem is that it unleashed a tremendous aura of Ahav into the world. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh emphasized very, very, very much the way of Ahava, and the way of Yira became secondary to the way of Ahava. I mean, that's probably what the girls mean when they say they would like a Chassidish guy. It means they really would like to be loved. Which everybody deserves that and waits for them. And everybody knows and everybody feels that the Baal Shem HaKadosh, even without knowing the more subtle things, but there's a general hakara, that the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought into the world an or of ahav, of love. Bamis, ever since the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, even in the world at large, even in the non-Jewish world, all the ways of ahava are emphasized, and the whole der hachinuch, the way of education, and other things that was mostly in the old days before the Baal Shem, was more a way of year-end pachet. Ever since the Baal Shem, things have been softening, and ahava has taken over as the mahalach of creation. So if Cook wrote in one place, and because of that, the inyan of going to the mikveh became very, very big by the chassidim. So you understand that since there was an explosion of ahava, of that emotion of love, that l'umazeh, it was required that they be brought into the world together with that light of ahava, the tzimtzum and the yira and the shmira of a mikveh. Whereas until the Baal Shem, it wasn't such a big thing all the time with the mikveh, the mikveh, the mikveh. Of course, there were tzaddikim. There were always tzaddikim. There were ma'arbe b'tvilas. There were always tzaddikim. But there were yechidim. It wasn't the way. There wasn't a way in Klai Yisrael. Erev Shabbos. Erev Yontiv and Erev Yom. But there wasn't a way in Klai Yisrael. Tvilas. A lot of mikveh. There wasn't such a way. But since the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought into the world an ocean of ahava, it was necessary that together with it he would bring into the world an ocean of tahar. You understand? Because if chalila, it's not safeguarded, if there's not going to be shmira and ways and new ways of tahara, the mikveh, tikkun klali, Rabbi Nachman, and so on, then chalila, the ahava, can become something which is very, very, very destructive. Like the inyan of Yishmal, that's the psoilus of Avraham Avinu, the midah of Aleph Lamed, which is Chesed. Yishmael is Aleph Lamed. Chesed Kel, Kol HaYoim, says in Pasuk. Chesed Kel, Aleph Lamed is the Shem Achesed. And the inyan of Yishmael is Znus and Niyuv. Like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Tes, that there are 10 chalokim of Znus, of preachers in the world, and the Arabim took 9. Preachers and Znus. Because since the inyan of Yishmael is the Chesed of Avram, but the chesed of Avram that's not in a state of tikkun, that hasn't been refined, it's a paradigm, it's a havil demensh, he's wild. So unrefined chesed translates into znus, into filth. As the Torah says, with an inyan of a brother and a sister, chesed hu. Chesed hu. Chesed could become something which is disgusting. Gilarais. So since the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought into the world the Or of Ahava, it had to come together with the Kelim of the Tvilas of the Mikveh of Tahar, of Yer Shammai, and many, many more Chumras in Inyanim of Yer Shammai. Akedei Kach, that Bizmanenu, when you ask people from the outside, what are the they say Chassidim, oh, they're the ones that are very, very strict. The ultra and zealous and so on and so forth. All of these things that the impressions that people have, it should be that everybody should be so careful with halacha. But there needed to be kalim to be makabel the or of the Baal Shem. And if the kalim are not strong, and if Cook was warning, we understand that it's a dangerous thing. Where there's tremendous ahava and it's not balanced with the gvura of Yitzchak Avinu, when it's the chesed of Avram without the gvur of Yitzchak, without the titan emes le'Yaakov, chesed la'Avram. Yaakov means that balance. Therefore, it must come before the chesed la'Avram. There must be the karch of titan emes le'Yaakov, proper kelim, to be mekabel the chesed of Avram. The union of Yitzchak and Yaakov are the kelim. It's different between you saying, oh, it's not for now. But there's the kelim to be mekabel the or of ahava that Avram Avinu brought into the world, the tremendous ahava. Ela told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoyled is Yitzchak. On a deeper level, Avram hoyled is Yitzchak means that the chesed of Avram, the ahava of Avram, had to have a Yitzchak in order to create a kli to be makabel that ahava. Because just an Avram Avinu without the Yitzchak is a Yishmael, and a Yishmael is Gilerai. It's crazy. So Avram Hoylid is Yitzchak that from the pnimius of the espashtus, of the chesed, of the ahava, of Avraham Avinu, it was necessary that Avraham Avinu bring into the world the kli to be makabel that or. You following? The kli to be makabel that or, which is Yitzchak Avinu, which is din, which is gevurah, which is tzimtzum, which is the mikveh. It's the mikveh. The ha'oris ha'elush in esgal at the bottom of the page, the right side. And these oiris that were mezgala, that were revealed, b'derech Baal Shem Tov, hey, me'ein uktsas ha'ara mi'yemoyis ha'mashiach. It's a ha'ara, it's a preview, a ha'ara of yemoyis ha'mashiach, of the light of the end. It can't be the complete or until that time, obviously. We don't have the kalim for it. Ukain Zehoya Hadorsh of Shuma Yechai, the Hadorsh of Haria Kodesh. So you doirish and Nitlan Vishus from the Shemaim, Legalis Eris, Vigiluim, this government Yoys, as we learned, that the Vishus was given from Shemaim to reveal these Eris in those generations. Even though, as we learned in the previous weeks, it wasn't according to the usual Mahalach of Yeridis Hadorsh. Strange things happen. Vikrat Kufa Shigilu Zehoya Lemeshach Zman Mesuyim. Now this is a very, very important nekuda before we get to the difference between Chassidus and Musa. The Ikar Tkufa, the main period of time, Shel Gilui Zeh, of this Gilui, of this powerful light descending into the world, the main Tkufa of that was L'meshach Zman Mesuyim. It was for a certain period of time. It hasn't continued with that intensity till touch Nayin Dalet. It's not now. It hasn't continued with such intensity. It dropped into the world. It was sent into the world like a bomb. Mamish. A bomb. A beam of powerful, powerful light. And that powerful, first, intense exposure to the light of the Baal Shem was for a certain amount of time. There are variations, Chiluk Edeyes, by the Tzaddikim, but how we're able to determine till when was that first explosive light present. Ve'en yecholim ladas bebirur mosayin this time at kufazu. So what to say bebirur pintlich, exactly when this ended. To say, you know, it was Matzim Kippur, you know, it's on that year. You can't say when it ended. But Nimnu v'gomru, that Be'erech was the time of the Chayzim Lublin, at that time. The Chayzim Lublin. So now everybody's thinking right away, oh, but what is, and now you're thinking about your favorite tzaddikim after the Chayzim. And you're very hurt by that now. Right? But what about the Devei Chaim? V'chulu. That's not Rav Motl's hash'ara. No person alive now could say such a thing, that we could date this to the time of the Chayzer. But there was what appears to be a universal understanding that when the Chayzer died, that Tisha B'Av, that when the Chayzer was Nifter, that original Or, that Or, that Gilui, retreated into a different phase because the Kalim were no longer holding by such an R, and the generation then would need time afterwards to slowly, slowly adapt to this light gradually. That's what we're still trying to do. But it happened mamish like an atom bomb until the Chayzim Lublin. Vav shagam la'achemikein yesh lan odayin shirayim mizah derech. And even though, of course, we have shirayim, we have leftovers from those days, from the derech and from the or, and from great exalted tzaddikim and bali ruach hakodesh. Avamei oz v'har l'shuv ein yichayim loymer kechlal gadol al kol tzaddikim shaholche b'derech zeh shoyil gamri begeder acher. Until the chayzer, that brief period of time, from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh till the Chayzer's death, Those tzaddikim who went in the way of the Baal Shem, the leaders of the tzaddikim who went in the way of the Baal Shem, was a different min of a human being. Remember, we were talking about this 3-4 weeks ago. It was like something from the Beis HaMikdash. It was different. Where the Baal HaTanya was asked what Nisim he saw by the Mizrach HaMagid. Did he see Nisim? Did he see Mavisim by Mizrach HaMagid? And the Tanya said, Nisim. They were rolling around all over the place on the floor. We were too busy to bend down and pick them up. Who had time to pick up? Who was Nisim? It was a clinic guy. It was a nothing by them. Nisim in the flows. But there was a Maisa with the Baditshev and the Baal HaTanya that were once going somewhere for Pidyon Shvuyim. And it was getting very, very late. They had to try to free this guy from prison. They were nervous about to get the money there to get this Jew out of prison. And the problem was that they came to a place where there was a big walled city, and they had to go. And they were standing there to make a cheshvan. If we walk around, it might take too long. So the Baditshev said, so let's just go through the wall. The Tanya said, let's walk around. We could do it. We ever have such a conversation like that with anybody? In other words, of course we can go through the wall. But it's not good to be more of things like that if you don't have to. So but this said it's getting late, let's just go. We can still make it. If we would have such kirkus, we'd be like going everywhere. You know, we'd go everywhere. We don't understand the madrigas we're talking about. Something happened when the Chayza left the world, something happened. It was a big nefila, you know, the whole death of the Chayza and how that happened. I'm not going into it now. The nefila and Simchas Torah, and then the Ptira Tisha of what happened. But that something happened. And since that time, Shuv ein yichayim loyme kichlal gadol al kol atzedikim shaholchem derech zeh shoy legami begeder achiv v'shakol mahusam hayim mahus acheres legami. That until the time of the Chayza, it was a different mahus of a human being. It's a different mahus of a human being. Mahus acheres legami. K'mo shahay yedua al atzedikim talmani bal shemtem shahay begeder achiv legami shaloy lefi erech adaris, not according to the way of the generations, as we learned last week. It was a different mahus. So, going back to your favorite tzaddikim, after the death of the Chayza, there were yechidim from the Talmidei Baal Shem who were different. But the klal was not anymore that light. And there have been yechidim. But the klal, There's one branch of Chassidus. I don't want to say the name because it's not a cover to the Chassidus, because the one who started the Chassidus was a big tzaddik. But it's known that this Chassidus has many, many, many rebbes. Now, it's like almost every town has one of these rebbes. And most of them are very fine Jews. They're very nice Jews. So the first rebbe gave a bracha that all of his einiklach would be rebbes. And somebody asked him, what kind of bracha is that? So he said, this way at least he knows that they're going to put on tefillin. It's not nice if you're a rebbe not to put on tefillin. We have Lashonis from the Kotzker also that he said about what's going to be with the Rebbes. They're going to be Kiyotz and Mitzrayim. You could open up the Jewish newspapers, you see Rebbe Shechasnas. The whole Chassidus is only his sons-in-law and his nephews, you understand? And the whole Besmedrash is only his sons-in-law and his nephews, the ones that could be the fighting, they don't come either. So he has to pay some people like that don't in Yerushalayim to have a minion. This is a terrible, terrible hismathus of the of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Mato talks about that a lot, about the Rebbes and about the Rebbelech. The Rebbelech. It's a terrible, terrible bizoin to the covet of the Baal Shem Tov. So Achlal, it was once upon a time that the Talmidei Baal Shem, till the Chayza, whoever, any tzaddik that was allowed into that, how do you get membership that's not, we don't know what that means, but whoever was allowed into that circle of the Talmidei Baal Shem was a Beis HaMikdash Yid. Beis HaMikdash. Since then, Yesh V'yesh. V'al kol ponim yiyye eich shiyye adayin yoinkim ara yoyim ezem ha-shirayim shal derech ha-Baal Shem. But yiyye eich shiyye, of course, to this day, of course, was still yoinek, was still drawing, was still drinking from the light of the Baal Shem. When we have to hold on desperately to whatever we can, to whatever the shirayim are, to the tzaddikim that we have. And what remains of the derech Baal Shem? Shalmanas Kain, Hashem Yisbach wants that we should hold on to the shirayim of the Baal Shem Tov, to the coattails of the Baal Shem Tov, until Mashiach comes. And that's how we're going to greet Mashiach Tzadkein. So if we want to come and to define Lahagdir is Derech HaBal Shem Tov, Bli Lehikonis Lifnai V'Lifnim Ela Ke'echad Oymed B'chutz, without entering deep inside Lifnai V'Lifnim, but rather like somebody who's standing on the outside, Reis L'Das Mahu Derech HaBal Shem Tov V'Derech HaChsidis, people like us that are standing outside and we want to know what is Derech HaChsidis. Hinechom Lahagdir B'Kitzer. The first thing, the first answer to that is Lahagde Bekitzer. As a Tamsis shall derech Chassidus b'mila achas. The Tamsis, how do you say the Tamsis? The essence, a summary, but it means the Tamsis, the Panimi is the essence. The concentrate. The Tamsis shall derech Chassidus. If you want to say b'mila achas in one word, Shiderech ba'avodas Hashem am yusedes al giluyim shel. This is the one word. Well, it's really two words, but it's one. Shel pnimius hatayr beside the satayr. It's a practical way of serving Hashem lemaisa that is based upon the giluyim of the secrets of Torah, of pnimius hatayr, of side the satayr. It's a way. It's a derech in avodas Hashem. Remember the first shiur that we were talking about, how from Rabbi Hissel Zidichavi said that the Baal Shem Tov brought the amazing bird, Mamish, he brought it into the world. It's a way of serving Hashem, where every single aspect in this derech of Avodas Hashem is mushrosh and meyusad inside, in Pnimius HaTorah. Even the simplest minhagim, everything is meyusad in Pnimius HaTorah, v'saydus HaTorah. Shenezgal l'Baal Shem Tov derech v'or, it was revealed to the Baal Shem Tov a way and a light, that the shorish of which is in Pnimius HaTorah. That's why, but often clearly, there are many similarities between the way of the Sfaradish HaChacham, the Sfaradish HaTzadikim, and the Derech HaBaal Shem, which why we see that it was such a short time after the Baal Shem, relatively short time after the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, where the Chidah and the Shem Gedolim was in Machni himself completely to the Or HaBaal Shem, to the Tzadikim, the Talmidei HaBaal Shem. And the Sfaradish always felt a natural affinity to the Talmidei HaBaal Shem. And when the Talmidei HaBaal Shem who came to Eretz Yisrael, when they went to Tveria, so there was a natural shidduch between the Sfaradish and Tzaddikim and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem, because the whole mahalach of the Sfaradish of the Sfaradish derech Navas Hashem was of course meyused on the Ariya Kodesh and on the Rishash and so on. So also built on the Yisoides of Pnimius and of Sisrei Torah. It's only in this last generation that they've been, you know, crossing over and trying to be from the yeshiva, more yeshivish type and this and that. But the derech of the Sfaradim was always in the derech halimud, in tefillah, in davening, in the minhagim, and so on. The yesoidis are all yesoidis in the nusach tefillah of soid of the Ariya Kadosh. But the chassidim and the Sfaradim always felt a natural connection. But there's still still important differences, but that's not for now. But often klali, there's a very strong connection between the Sfaradish and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem. And you see, even in this last generation, the kesher that Baba Sali had with the Gdolei Chassidus. And the Chassidim think that the Baba Sali was one of them. You know, they think he was they adopted him. Chassidim are known to adopt. They took the Chassam Sofer as one, you know, they like to adapt. So they think that Baba Sali was a Chassidim Shiyah. But the emes is that in his Hanhogis he was very, very close. And his connection, and the kesher that he had with the Gedolei Chassidus, the Ribnitz, the Lubavitcher, the Yilt Tzadikim, from the Klosenberg, the Gedolei Chassidus, the Baba Sali, those were his brothers. Even though it's Mizrach and Maariv, and how they could even talk to each other, understand each other. Was Mizrach and Maariv. And you see the Minchas Elazar's whole trip to Eretz Yisrael was to meet who? To meet the Tzaddik Alfandari, to meet the Saba Kedisha. The whole inyan of the Minchas Elazar was to go to see the Tzaddik, the Saba Kedisha over there, the Reb Shlomo Alfandari. That was the whole inyan of going to Eretz Yisrael. And the whole historis of that trip and what that meant and what the Minchas Elazar was hoping would come out from that, which was Gula, Mashiach, and the Tzaddik was Nifter, and the Minchas Elazar, that was the whole story. There's a whole sefer just on that to read on what happened with the Minchas Elazar when he came to Eretz. This connection, which goes back to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Chaim HaKadosh, it wasn't something that started only in recent times. They knew the Baal Shem and the Chaim HaKadosh, even though they never met and they never spoke. But there was a tremendous service by the two of them at the same time to meet in Eretz Yisrael, to come together in Eretz Yisrael, which was understood to be the inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Dov, and there should be a gula. This connection between the two. But this is the tamsis of the Chassidus. Gilui shel or hamiyuset al pnimiyus atayr, ve'or ze hechnis chiyus ubehirus acheres b'chol kima tayr mitzvos. And this or of pnimiyus atayr infused into all of Yiddishkeit, into all mitzvahs and learning and davening, a behirus, a chiyus, a new life, a new clarity, and a new feeling, a new light, a new life. She kaimu Torah mitzvahs al pi ha'iris v'yisoydes shal pnimis v'soydes ha'Torah, where even simple Jews would be mekayim Torah mitzvahs al pi these iris and these yisoydes of the inner light of Torah pnimis ha'Torah. Hamuvaram b'sifu shor b'shim v'yichai u'b'sifu ha'ri ha'kadosh. So, of course, is Musid on the Zohar Kaddish, the Tikkunim, and the Sifrei Ha'ari. V'Rishus nitna l'Baal Shem Tov l'horid Iris Eila l'Olam, and Rishus was given to the Baal Shem Tov to bring these Iris into the world. In a way that they'd be able to be translated into the Avaida of simple people. At Shekol an Yonim Shokimah Torah Mitzvahs, in such a way that everything in Yiddishkeit, Kol ha'inyonim shel kima Torah v'mitzvos yucholim lizbol perish mahalach chadash, would be able to be understood and explained in a new way. U'me'ata yekiyum ha'Torah v'mitzvos ba'ofen na'ala b'yoseh, so that all of Klai Yisrael would be able to observe Torah mitzvos ba'ofen na'ala b'yoseh, in a more exalted way. V'zeu hagdor ha'klolus, which we're going to talk about, of course. We're going to learn the prati pratim of this. But now it's important to stop here, as Ramatl does. It's important to stop and to take a look at another or that came into the world, be'erach, not exactly, but close in time, which is the or of Musa. And here too, Ramatl explains, it wasn't that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, it was mechadish, something that wasn't already in the world. When we add the novel of our coming, Yonah Prati, when we steich on the Derech Hasidus, and the Vark Kaidim, the Kud Achas, then he Odom Hamavakish Li is Oved Hashem. A person who is seeking to be an Oved Hashem, or the Sakin is Midoisev, and is trying to work on his Midas, the Lavoid Ala Taivis Shaloi, to try to be a person that's in control of his Taivis, Hina Kashamaskil Hu Listakil Ba'atzmoi, when he begins to look seriously at who he is, he sees that he has many things that he needs to fix. There's a lot of things to work on. It's not simple. A human being comes into the world like a wild beast, like a wild donkey, comes into the world like a mule. A person needs to work on himself. There are a lot of things to fix. Since the time of the Eitz Hadas, we all come to the world with stuff that's not fit. There are things that need to get fixed. Things that are not far from being in a perfected state. We need each person to work on. That you have to work very hard to fix, to improve. This is the nekuda of Musa. When we're speaking of Chochmas HaMusa, Musa is a Chochma. When we're speaking about Chochmas HaMusa, Yesh lach zu lahadgish ma shekva hizkandu kama pamim, she'ein hakavona bedavke lechochmas HaMusa shob yisal salat izatzal. We're not talking davka about the new Musar that came as a revolution or a revival of the old Musar that was initiated more strongly in modern times by Rabbi Sol Salanter. It's not that the Chochmas HaMusar is Davka Reb Yisrael Salanter. Elish Reb Yisrael Salanter is Atzal HaYolei Mahalich V'derach, next page 9. Nesuyim B'Chochmas HaMusar. Reb Yisrael Salanter had a certain derach and a certain mahalich, also very practical, very down to earth. Also to bring into the Asiyah, into the Lamaisa. We see that was the Rosh Hashem at that time. What is Chassidus? What is Musar? And the way the Ratzon Hashem was that the Ur of Sisrei Torah, Pnimus Hashem, should be brought down into the Kalim of this world, and that the Ur of Musar, of Tikkun HaMidos, and Avoda of Cheshbon HaNefesh, should be brought down in a very clear and practical way in what's called Musar, or the modern Musar movement of Rabbi Sol Salanter. When you say Musa, it doesn't mean davka the way of Rabbi Sol Salanter. Which again, the average person thinks that he says Musa, you say Rabbi Sol Salanter. Right? When they say Rabbi Sol Salanter, that's how oided ma'oid v'oirer al chiyuv limra Musa. Rabbi Yisrael's chiddush was that he was ma'oirer very, very strongly, that we must go back. The Chabas Lavavus is screaming about this long before Bisal Salat. And the Ramchal, all the Musa Sfarim were before, going back to the most famous Musa Sefer of all, which he brings right now, which is Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech. V'osad Dogesh Gordel Azer. Rabbi Yisrael placed a tremendous emphasis on it. And he had some brilliant, practical, clear methods in Musa, Rabbi Yisrael. Again, it was very similar that there was a lot of Musa, a lot from before, from all the way from the beginning, but it wasn't that somehow, in the earlier times, they had Kalim to be makabel this, even though when you look at the Akdom, the Chavis Lavavis, Rabbi Nimchai is crying there that it wasn't working. So therefore he felt it was necessary that he clarify the chayvus alavos. But then things became more difficult and less clear. And Rabbi Yisrael developed very, very beautiful and simple ways of how to make tikkun hamidos, and avodas hamidos, and cheshbon hanefesh, to make it something which, a bitul hara, to make something which is clear and doable by regular people. Therefore, it became part of what's the vocabulary of the world to call Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Derech HaMusar. Aval amito shel dover inyan HaMusar hu inyan shekvar muvur b'chazal. The emes is that the inyan of Musar, of course, is already a chazal. In every agadata of Av Benach, yesh sefer miyuchel HaMusar, there's a sefer. There's just a sefer Musar, which is sefer Mishlei. And even in the Inyan of Musa, as you know, that there's different ways, maybe Sal Salanter, Slabodke, Navardik, and so on. The different ways in Musa, which are madgish, which are emphasizing different nekudas of Rabbi Sal Salanter. Derech HaMusar. The reason that I want to bring this up now, the Inyan of Musa, is because it's important to know that Musar is not as opposed to Chassidus, so that one shouldn't say, "I'm not from the Shita of Musar. I'm a Chassidish Yid. I don't hold from Musar." So that one should not say such a thing. It's important to know that Musar goes back all the way to the beginning, to Maimon Hasina, and Musar is a way in Torah. Only Rabbi Yisrael was Ma'ira the Inyan and gave practical ways of being mechazik din. So one shouldn't think, that's not my cheder. Now, I belong to the cheder of the Baal Shem, I don't belong to the cheder of Rabbi Sol Salanter. It's Narishke. You don't belong to the cheder of Rabbi Sol Salanter. Sol Salanter's cheder is the same cheder as Shlomo HaMelech. It's the same cheder as Moshe Rabbein. It's no such thing. Tikkun HaMidos, Avodas HaMidos. It would take a different... There would be different mahalchim and different drachim in Derech HaBaal Shem to accomplish that, where the emphasis would be more in positive than a negative. We're going to talk about it. But no one's saying that Chalila, that we don't belong to the Cheder of Musa. Musa is an ancient thing. It's not from Rabbi Sal Salante. And the emes is that Chassidus is also from the beginning of time. And that a person who's connected to Musa shouldn't say, I'm not Mishtarach to the Cheder of the Baal Shem also. It's not real. It's not smart. It's not true. It's not accurate. It's not right. It's not the way it's supposed to be. So Be'ez HaShem, so I have to go downstairs to give a shmuz now, but Be'ez HaShem, we're going to begin to, clearly he begins to define next week the inyan of Chochmas HaMusar, and then after learning what Chochmas HaMusar is, to begin to see the difference between Chassidus and Musa. So we'll begin that next week. We're going to do the next week, just to give us, and he emphasized certain things more.
And the Hasidic Derech of Musa is just a little different. We focus on different,
more positive, then more positive. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Is there anything in there? No, I'm assuming there's a microphone.